From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A few weeks only, and we have the transformed National Field Day coming to your community as PR for amateur radio. I've spoken of regenerating clubs by getting new blood into the hobby. As if by coincidence, Amateur Radio magazine arrived in the letterbox and, yes, I did download the trial PDF version too. One article that strikes me in this month's issue is two pages of reading. No dot points, cartoons or photos. Just old-fashioned writing covering pages 22 and 23. Written by Kevin VK3CKC, Amateur Radio Promotion should be compulsory reading for all club committee members. I'll say it again. This article should be compulsory reading for club committees. In a simple and straightforward way, Kevin explains how to get the breaks that make community, read, media, interest. It is not only the breaks, but the practical features of how best to use these opportunities. If you were selling something and wanted the best price, you would advertise. Now, if your radio club is so cruddy that you wouldn't give it away, then I suppose you would do nothing. If your radio club is good enough to sell to the public, then why not use the best techniques? I mean, we wouldn't be radio amateurs if we didn't think this was a pretty good pastime. Maybe you don't have a club in your area. Now's the time, the opportunity to present some good public relations. Maybe this could be the start of another radio club for you. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
Ipswich and District Radio Club celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2012 and is fortunate to have its own dedicated premises located on Denmark Hill in Ipswich. It was tremendous foresight by the founding members who saved and toiled hard to build the clubhouse, which is still in use today. The clubhouse is the venue for several activities each month, including training and assessment classes, and social and business meetings on the second and fourth Mondays at 7:30 p.m. All members are encouraged to operate radio equipment in the shack. Anyone considering becoming an amateur is also welcome to come and try operating radio equipment under the guidance of an advanced license holder. The club actively encourages prospective amateurs to come and say hello. Study classes for the foundation, standard and advanced license, as well as examinations, occur on an as-needs basis and are conducted by club volunteers. There's more information on the club website, vk4wip.org.au. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.